It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us once again, the one and only Randy Bly from Lamb of God. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you back on the show. Of course, here to talk about the metal tour of the year, Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames out through late May. Tremendous lineup, obviously very successful. In the first leg, this is the second leg. And Randy, you're a punk rock kid who grew up to front a metal band. What values and ideals of those communities are ingrained in you for life?
I would think, I mean, obviously there's question authority, you know, but more importantly, I think, is thinking for yourself, you know, not taking everything at surface value. That's a process, I have to remind myself to undergo constantly, not taking everything at surface value, trying my best not to, make judgment calls based on appearances only, and even questioning, you know, of course, my own long-held assumptions. That's something I'm working on, trying to, as I get older and older.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God checking in from the metal tour of the year with Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames. I'll have music from Trivium coming up right now. Lamb of God, they teamed up with Megadeth and collaborated on a new recording of Megadeth's classic Wake Up Dead. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. The metal tour of the year out there through late May. And Lamb of God is not only back on tour with Megadeth, but both bands collaborated on a cover of Wake Up Dead. What makes you kindred bands?
What makes us kindred bands? Obviously Megadeth is one of the sort of spiritual forefathers of the type of music that we play. You know, of course, them and Slayer and Anthrax and Metallica, the vaunted big four or whatever. So, you know, we have a lot of different influences in my band, but especially for the guitar players, because Megadeth is a very guitar-oriented band. Obviously, there's a healthy amount of Megadeth influence, I would suppose, on my dudes. I can't really speak. I can't say that definitively because I'm not a guitar player. I can't play anything, but I've heard them talk about it enough to, I believe, safely make the statement that, you know, what stuff that Mustaine was doing in the 80s definitely has influenced my guys. And you know, we had Chris Poland play a solo on one of our earlier records as well. So there's definitely a connection. We're just one of many bands in a continuation of the genre of music that Megadeth and those other bands helped really create, and other bands around that time as well.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Metallica, the new Rammstein track, Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, and more with Randy coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us this week. And Randy, recently you participated in a School of Rock instructional workshop.
Yes.
What aspects of imparting knowledge, literally teaching, were unexpectedly fulfilling?
I mean, for me, to tell you the truth, I went to the School of Rock in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and it was such a pleasant experience, because these kids, I showed up, and we covered, I think, 3 or 4 Lamb of God songs. They chose them, but then I think we did 3 Lamb of God songs that they chose. I don't even remember which ones they are, to be honest, because I've done those songs so many times. But they, the School of Rock people, had me pick 4 songs that were influential on me. So I did I picked a Corrosion of Conformity song, Hungry Child off the Animosity album, sort of in honor of my friend Reed Mullen. that is a hugely influential song on me as a singer. I've been listening to them since I was a teenager. And I did a Jesus Lizard song because it's not as, I don't know, it's not as simple as it seems. A Stooges song, Down on the Street, and a Bad Brains song. And I showed up and these kids were so well rehearsed and they were so engaged. They were not messing around with their phones and TikToking trying to prove via social media that they were hanging out with some dude in a metal band. You know, they were there to make music. And it was really, really encouraging to me, because the digital world is so distracting. That was really the most rewarding thing to me. It was like working kids who were fully engaged in what we were doing and expressing themselves creatively. Because it's easy, I think, as we get older, because I'm from the era before computers and cell phones were so, well, definitely before cell phones, but before computers were so ubiquitous, and before cell phones even existed. So it's easy for me to say, oh, these kids, all they do is play on their cell phones. to a great degree, that's true. There's just no doubt about it. And I certainly am not immune to it, but I need to, once again, questioning my own assumptions, as we talked earlier, I need to remind myself that it's foolish to make just these blanket statements. And it was really refreshing to work with a 14-year-old person who would look you in the eye and not constantly be playing with their cell phone. I didn't see any cell phones. We were there to work and make music together, and it was just a really engaging experience. The people there were super, super cool, and the kids were very, very talented. there was one dude who was singing with me. I was like kind of embarrassed to be singing with him. He's like, 15, and he's just got these pipes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, why am I here?
Randy Bly with us, the Metal Tour of the Year, out there through mid-May. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from In Flames, who are part of the bill. At the Gates, more with Randy up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly is my guest on the show this week. The Metal Tour of the Year with Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames out through late May. And Randy, you're reportedly writing a second book.
Yes.
What do you enjoy or dislike about the craft of writing prose as opposed to writing lyrics?
Well, writing, they're two sort of different things, two very different things. I always say that writing a book makes writing an album look like going to kindergarten. It is a much more intense, much more sustained, much more nerve-wracking extended creative effort. It's there's pros and cons to it, of course. And the things that I dislike about it, just as a lazy bum, is like I'm having to do it all by myself. If there's something bad in the book or it doesn't work, then I can't blame it on my bandmates, because we're a democracy, we really are a democracy, and if someone is unhappy with something, then we won't move forward with it creatively if they're really emphatic about that. That being said, we make a lot of compromises so with each other in order to work as a band. So if there's something that I don't particularly like in one of our songs or on an album, or a song that I'm not particularly feeling great about, but the rest of them love the song, then I'm like, oh well, so be it. It's part of the business of being in a band. And and then if it comes out and I still don't like it, I can be like, well, it was their decision, not mine, right? When you write a book, if you screw up something, or something's not good, or something later you review it doesn't pass muster, that's on you. So it's a bit more nerve-wracking. Now, conversely, that's kind of the same thing I like about it, because I don't have to bounce my ideas off of anyone else. I say exactly what I want to say without any having to go through any sort of filtration process with anyone else. It's just me. So in a way, it's a it's a much more creative process, a purely creative process, I would say, because it's just you and the blank page. But it is nerve-wracking. It really is. And also, as I get older, I just enjoy quiet more and more and more. And writing is a very quiet, solitary activity. At least it is for me. So I enjoy that. My ears don't ring after writing a book, but they sure as hell do after writing an album.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus a new tune from Stick to Your Guns. They have a record called Spectre coming out July 29th. So we'll play a tune from that. Plus, we'll have more with Randy. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy from Lamb of God on the show with us this week. Randy, music, writing, photography, and now acting in the Virginia Bitches, it seems like communication is central to most of your pursuits. Why is connecting with other people so important to you, regardless of the platform?
I think connection, as much as I would like to basically lie to myself and say I can be an island, I can be fully self-sufficient, you know, I don't need anyone else, I'm a human being, and I think that it's an intrinsic part of our nature. We're social animals, you know. That's the only reason why humanity has survived at all is because we are social animals and we rely on community. You know, if you look at us as a species, we're pretty ridiculously weak as compared to most other species in the natural world. You know, we don't have fangs or claws. We aren't particularly strong or fast. Like, you know, think about a cheetah. They got all that. We don't have any of that, right? If it was just you and a cheetah, you're going to lose. But if you have community, you know, you can work together to face any obstacle. So I think it's not so much like this, like, I think about, I really need to connect with people. I think it's just kind of an automatic part of being a human being, you know? I think that's what it is. At least if you, you know, unless you're going to be some sort of monk who lives in a cave and meditate your life away. And there's nothing wrong with that, but there's only so many people that can do that. You know, the rest of us have to live in the real world. So I have to communicate with people.
The Metal Tour of the Year, Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, and In Flames. Out there through late May, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. Randy, it's always great to catch up with you and looking forward to seeing you out there on the Metal Tour of the Year.
Sure, we'll see ya.
Music from At the Gates and more after this.